Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's even better when you're halfway to a holiday weekend. It's on the horizon. I know around me, at least in my neighborhood and also in New York City where our headquarters are located, it really is summertime. People are already into summertime mode. It's crazy. So lots of people out and about and vacations are well underway. I know a lot of people will be on the roads over the next few days in anticipation of July 4th weekend and then the vacation week beyond. So we talked about this. I think there's a lot of people taking this week off and a lot of people, of course, taking next week off, depending upon your perspective and travel and all that jazz. I've got so many friends, even family members, who are out either this week or next week. I'm actually glad that I'm not really going anywhere. I'm driving about an hour to meet a friend to play golf on Saturday, but I'm hoping that the traffic isn't enough to make me want to run off the road into a ditch. That sometimes does happen. Or I want to run someone else off the road into a ditch. I never have. Give me credit for that. I control my emotions. But that's really as far as I'm going, is just a round of golf in Southern Connecticut with a friend. But I know that a lot of you will be on the road, so we are here to keep you company both Sunday night and Monday night, or Monday morning and Tuesday morning. And of course, we will have a red, white, and blue flare. I don't know if I've told Jay yet, but it is required to wear red, white, and blue on Independence Day. He's big into the red and blue, though, because of his New York Rangers. That should be pretty easy for you to wear some red, white, and blue.
That's a pretty
Giants as well.
Right. Yeah, that's a pretty common color in my repertoire.
Okay, good. Well, then I'll be expecting red, white, and blue. My flag is now affixed to the side of my home. I'm really proud of it. The fact that I put that bracket up all by myself and that it's still there. I came home from, where was I? Oh, I was in New Hampshire. I was in New Hampshire over the weekend. I got home on Sunday morning and there was a nice breeze and the flag was blowing on the side of my house and fully unfurled. It was so pretty. I was just so proud. So yes, it's going to be a patriotic holiday weekend here on the show. Lots of red, white, and blue and happy birthday USA music. In fact, Jay had a great idea because Thursday night into Friday morning, we're going to do one of our special music themed shows. And he decided we should go back to music from 1976. Which was the 200th birthday, of course, of the United States of America. So I get into it. July 4th is one of my favorite holidays. Cannot wait to hang out with yous. My grandpa used to say yous. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, or my Twitter, A-Law Radio. We are asking you to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. It comes up next hour. For those of you who are very astute listeners, you may remember that not that long ago, we thought about moving Ask Amy Anything, not from the Hump Show, but changing times, and so that it would be heard by different people in our listening audience, right? So the people who are listening in hour number one are not the people who are listening in hour number two. And the people who are listening every Hump Show in the third hour are the ones who get Ask Amy every week. But we decided we would move it around and expose other segments of the audience to it. Because if you never listen at 1:40 a.m. Pacific time or 4:40 a.m. Eastern time, then you don't know what Ask Amy Anything is all about. And so we're at some point going to move it around. We just haven't quite gotten to that point yet. It's After Hours on Facebook, on YouTube, on our podcast, and of course on Twitter. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. We are going to leave the Cleveland Browns in the rearview mirror for now and pivot to what has been another major headline over the course of the spring, and that is the defection of some of the PGA Tour's best golfers to this Startup Live Tour. You may not know this, but coming up this week, the Live Tour lands in the United States. Happy birthday, USA. Now featuring Brooks Koepka. Now featuring Bryson DeChambeau. Now featuring Matthew Wolf, who was not that long ago a top 20 player. Now featuring Dustin Johnson. Now featuring Phil Mickelson, Sergio Garcia, and others. But this is the first U.S. stop in Portland, Oregon. Actually, just outside Portland, Oregon. Pumpkin Ridge. I mean, it's hosted majors before. All of these golfers who are participating, especially the ones who recently defected, and maybe I should stop making it sound so clandestine by using the word defected. The Live Tour poached them. It all sounds very illegal, but it's not. They made this choice. And so now that it's coming to the United States, I'm interested to see what the crowds look like, what the galleries look like. These are a lot of top flight golfers. Also, it's not lost on me that when the Live Tour held its press conferences on Tuesday, that Bryson and Brooks were sitting right next to each other. Come on, that's funny. This was the big feud of 2021, Brooks versus Bryson. Now, Brooks Koepka, who just participated in the U.S. Open and got snarky and annoyed with the media for continuing to bring up the Live Tour, even as he's trying to get ready for his favorite event, which is the U.S. Open, he won it twice, he poo-poos questions of whether or not he might play in the Live Tour or whether or not he is going to remain on the PGA Tour permanently. In February, this is his quote. "Somebody will sell out and go for it." Referring to, of course, the Saudi Arabian money that backs the Live Golf Circuit. But if you remember, and I remember specifically, when he was asked about Live and PGA and where his loyalty lies, he didn't say, "I'll never go." He just said the opportunity hadn't presented itself. He said there'd been no option to this point. That was the week of the U.S. Open. Man, how things change. It was days after the U.S. Open wrapped up in Brookline, Massachusetts, that the news broke. He did, in fact, decide that he would cast his lot with Liv. So how did that happen so quickly? What changed?
My opinion changed. That was it. You guys will never believe me, but we didn't have the conversation until everything was done at the U.S. Open and figured it out and just said I was going to go one way or another. Here I am.
Were the facts of the decision change or what changed from, you know, when you said that PGA Tour, you were happy on the PGA Tour to now?
Like I said, opinions change. And I feel very comfortable with the decision I made. I'm happy and I did what's best for me.
That is Brooks Koepka. He marches to the beat of his own drum. He is not worried about what anybody else does or what anybody else thinks. Although maybe Bryson got under his skin a little bit. Brooks has been bothered by a variety of injuries the last couple seasons. So there have been stretches where he hasn't been able to play. Of course, was ranked number one in the world, but is now just inside the top 20. He's 32 years old. And he says he needs a little more time off. 2 years of knees, pain, rehab. He decided that a little more time off with three-day tournaments and a schedule that's not quite as extensive, that might be the best thing for him. My opinion changed. As you hear these golfers talk, and we're going to listen to Bryson and Matthew Wolff and even Abraham Answer, quality of life is a common theme. More time to devote to other activities, other business ventures, more time away from the stress and the strain of participating on a weekly golf tour. I know it seems ridiculous that there could be any stress or strain with playing golf for a living. But there are requirements. There are requirements to being a member of the PGA Tour. A lot of times, if you're following the tour around, you're gone for the majority of the year. Your family can't always travel with you. It's no different than the other professional sports where the practice is sometimes more extensive than the actual events. These guys don't just show up and golf on Thursday. That's not how it goes. It's kind of like when people say to me, you only work 4 hours a day. Right, exactly. It's good work if you can get it. All they do is golf four rounds of golf every week. Let's get out there and play Thursday through Sunday if they make the cut. And they go home. No. The amount of time they have to invest to be ready. And then the PGA Tour requires pro-ams, requires charitable appearances, requires media obligations. Week to week, it's a 5 or 6 day commitment. Plus the practice. And so over and over, I'm hearing these golfers say, yeah, it's nice to have the money. At least Matthew Wolff said that. But it's about so much more. It's about the fact that it doesn't require nearly as much of a time commitment as does the PGA.
One of the things for me, it was a personal business decision. For me, I run and operate my golf as a business, as well as wanting to be one of the better players in the world. Second off, it was going to give me more resources and opportunities to reinvest in my local community in Dallas. And back at my original home in California, where I could do things for junior golf tours, improve my foundation, and also build the multi-sport complex that I'm going to build here shortly in Dallas. And it also gave me more time to rest, the ability to have weeks off and recover my body in the way I want to so that I could be prepared to give it my all when it comes time, not be depleted every week and continuing to get depleted over the course of time. So that was one of the things. That was another thing. And then the last part is I saw that first event in London and how much fun everybody was having. That was exciting to me, and I wanted to be a part of something like that.
Came down to quality of life for me. I felt like in the last 2-3 years, I've been giving my all to like golf and business outside of golf as well. So I haven't really had a life outside of golf and business. So I feel like I haven't really seen my family that much. I just talked to everybody that was close to me and kind of put the cards on the table. And it was, it came down to be an easier decision than I thought. It just really came down to quality of life. Obviously, getting a pay grade better than what you had and being able to spend more time with the stuff you'd like to do outside of golf as well, it was big. I definitely miss spending time with my family and my friends, and that is also really important to me. I feel like I was not as happy as I probably will be now with having that balance in life outside of golf. So that's what came down for me.
It's a money thing too, you know. I'm not saying that that's not a part of the decision, but, you know, I don't know what my future holds. I don't know if I'm going to be able to play, you know, for how long, and I'd love to play for many, many years, but, you know, stuff happens, freak accidents or, you know, anything, and, you know, God forbid, I don't want that to happen to me, or I don't wish it upon anyone else, but it was an opportunity that I just felt had all the right things that I kind of wanted. You know, obviously, like I said, the business decision, the financial security and independence, and then on top of that, the team and a little bit more time off. You know, for me, I feel like the same way. I'm very social. I know a few of you guys in here, and I like to talk, and, you know, I'm very open.
Me too.
You know, for me, my family's important, my friends are important, and, you know, it's been hard to be able to make time to go see them and go hang out with them, and it's something that I feel like I've definitely been lacking in my life, and this gives me a really good opportunity to have an amazing balance that I'm, you know, I'm just really excited about.
In turn, you hear Bryson DeChambeau, Abraham Ancer, and former top 20 player Matthew Wolf talk about the advantages of the LIV Tour. Matthew's not ignoring the fact that the money allows him a little more freedom and gives him more financial security if there are other injuries. And that's part of what Matthew has dealt with lately. He had this meteoric rise onto the PGA stage at 23 years old. He starts his PGA Tour career coming out of Oklahoma State, where he was a star in college. He turns pro. He wins a month later. Before he's even a legit part of the tour, he's on a sponsor's exemption. And that's how he introduces himself to golf fans and to the golf world. But he had to take a couple of months off to focus on his mental health. And it's been up and down since then. So for Matthew, he admits, sure, the money is part of it. There's financial stability there should other things go wrong. But it's not the only reason. How many times did you hear him and Abraham and Bryson talk about quality of life? Having time to spend with my family. Having time for other activities in my life. Finding balance. I know for me, that's a big deal. This job, sports, can be all-consuming. I force myself to take time off on the weekends. I generally have a no sports policy on Fridays unless I'm attending an event for fun. And a lot of times I keep Saturday as my Sabbath. It's for me. It's the only day of the week that I have off from start to finish. And so I understand the need to carve out time for yourself. And what they're saying is the PGA Tour doesn't allow for a lot of that. It's a grind and it weighs on you. And I'm not defending or taking up the side of LIV over PGA. Only that you can understand why these guys who've been on the PGA Tour might look at the LIV Tour as a better option. And then I think it's interesting to hear, we'll circle back to Bryson here. It's interesting to hear that it's not just about the money, the extra time off, the flexibility, the chance to use the money he's making for more of his charitable ventures. But it's also that he thinks the format's pretty cool.
The most interesting thing for me about all of this is the team format. Obviously being a part of a Ryder Cup and President's Cup, and then having this opportunity to be a captain and, you know, have a team, has been extremely intriguing to me. It's unique, different, something that I've always been about. And I think that from an innovation side of things, this is what I wanted to be a part of. I wanted to be a part of something unique, cool, different, fun. And it's what this has given me an opportunity to do. So as time moves forward, I think the team aspect is super awesome. And I can't wait to be able to showcase a lot of fun out there on the golf course with my team.
Super awesome. Brooks, Bryson, Matthew, Abraham. If you haven't heard of him, you'll have a chance to see him again. I don't know if there's another option yet to be able to watch the LIV Tour, but you certainly can do it online. And I'm interested. How can you not be with all of these big names, these high-profile golfers who've made the jump? Let's stop using defect. And playing Pumpkin Ridge this weekend is a competitive, attractive, challenging option. It's not like they're playing putt-putt for the weekend. I actually enjoy the team aspect of golf, too, when I can be on scrambles or be part of a tournament. I plan to watch some this weekend. Why not? Let's go. I want to see.
Super awesome.
I want to see if it is super awesome. Coming up, it was a challenging day and potentially the last day that will see Serena Williams on center court at Wimbledon. She loses in a tiebreak in the third set to a player ranked outside the top 100. At 40 years old, was this her swan song at the All England Club? Don't forget to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then to our Facebook page as well. We're glad to have you with us. Middle show of the work week. We call it the Hump Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Into the After Hours Podcast.
I was happy to play against her. I think it's luck, you know, to play against Serena. She's a great champion. She has a lot of slams. And it was a dream of my dad. He dreamed for 8 years in a row. He just wrote me before the match that I would play with Serena in Wimbledon. And yeah, it happens.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
At the point at which Serena Williams is now 40 with 23 Grand Slam singles titles, 7-time Wimbledon champion, of course, any opponent who she matches up against on the grass courts at the All England Club likely grew up watching her. It's a little bit like wide receivers in the NFL who have the chance to play with Tom Brady. It's really anybody in the NFL who's in his 20s and has the chance to play with or against Tom Brady. They're in awe. He's Tom Brady. They grew up watching him and now have a chance to be on the same field with him. That's the case with Serena Williams. A year ago Wednesday, Alexandra Sasnovich got a victory over Serena at Wimbledon when Serena had to retire. We haven't seen a lot of her in the last year, and it's understandable. This is her first competitive singles match in a year, in 364 days, on Tuesday. Another opportunity at Wimbledon and another early exit. It was a match that took more than 3 hours and the third set tiebreak. It was actually blowing up Twitter when it was happening. 10 points between her and Harmony Tan, who is ranked outside the top 100. So my point is, with Alexandra a year ago, with Harmony this year, this is essentially their championship. I'm not telling you Harmony can't make it to the championship match, but it's unlikely. Although these days, who knows, in tennis, it's so wide open. But these young women, when they face Serena, you remember Naomi Osaka, the U.S. Open when she faced Serena, and the controversy over the calls and Serena getting docked points and then everyone booing Naomi in New York. I mean, this is what these young women live for, what they get excited about. It's amazing to them to be on the same court with the great Serena Williams. And to beat her, well, that's a career achievement. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So again, more than 3 hours for Serena, who hasn't played much competitive tennis. And we've seen her in some matches here and there. I'm not sure if you've caught the highlights or seen it on the internet. She's playing tennis. Maybe only returning to Wimbledon because she wanted to have the opportunity on the grass courts one more time. It was tough, though, with not a lot of tennis under her belt in the last year, to go out there and try to survive 3+ hours.
It was really tough. I mean, I had some chances to win that first set, and, you know, didn't work out. So, yeah, it was just a different, totally different for me. I think physically I did pretty good. You know, I think the last couple points I was really suffering there. I feel like, you know, just, again, just those key points and just winning some of those points is always something mentally that you have to have, and you kind of need. And I did pretty good on maybe one or two of them, but obviously not enough.
It's a lot about not quite being in a rhythm and groove. It's a lot about being away from this atmosphere for so long. And so we refer to last year's match, and we hear from Alexandra. Williams retired a year ago at Wimbledon. It was later a torn hamstring that she revealed. And she was hoping to get back for the U.S. Open last year, another place where she's had a ton of success. But it didn't happen. And you hear this from older athletes all the time. It takes so much longer for them to recover. It takes so much longer for them to heal. It's been a year since we've seen her on this stage. And she admitted that getting back to Wimbledon was a big motivation of hers. So she has played some grass court tourneys to try to get ready. But a year away from majors, that takes its toll. And the question is, over and over, is this the last we'll see of her at Wimbledon? What happens next, Serena?
I don't know. I mean, obviously the summer's, we're in the summer now. And so, you know, right in the swing of it. So I, like I said, coming into this, I'm just planning for right now and seeing how I feel and just to go from there.
She actually had a 4-0 lead in the tiebreak and couldn't hold it. That's not typical of Serena. And if you were watching the match, you know there were points where she was brilliant, where you saw the strength and the power that Serena brings to the tennis court, unlike any athlete on the women's game or in the women's game that we've ever seen. And yet the unforced errors, which also have plagued her over her career, but generally when she's in a rhythm, she can overcome those. And so she had opportunities, as she mentions, but just never could quite close it out.
Today I gave all I could do, you know, today. Maybe tomorrow I could have gave more. Maybe a week ago I could have gave more. But today was what I could do. And at some point you have to be able to be okay with that. And that's all I can do. I can't change time or anything.
That's wisdom, experience, perspective. There are advantages to getting older. There are advantages to being 40. Life looks a lot different. She has grown up. She's turned into one of the greatest female athletes of all time. And now she's seeing the end, whether it's this week, whether it's the U.S. Open. I do hope she plays at the U.S. Open. Wherever it happens to come, she's handling it with grace. I think she'd be the first to tell you there are times when she was younger, when the emotion got the best of her. Isn't that typical for most of us as young people? And now she has such grace. Not because she's always happy or not because it always goes her way, But because at 40 years old, there's nothing that she has left to prove. Would she like to win in advance? Of course. She still has that drive. But she's a wife. She's a mom. She survived so much in her life. Multiple death scares because of health concerns. Tennis isn't her only thing anymore. And if this was her exit, she gave it everything she had. And sometimes, as she points out, you just have to be okay with that. I love her. I love her. I love what she's meant to women's sports. I love what she's meant to tennis. And I love that over the course of the last, 20 plus years, we've seen her change in a way that is so powerful and such a great inspiration to so many young women and young men. All right, coming up, we're about an hour away from Ask Amy Anything. So send your questions to Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. You can also find the bright orange box, by now you should just know, on our Facebook page. At the top of the hour, Ricky Ricardo, typically of the Spanish language, Spanish, what did I just say? Is it like Spanglish? It's the middle of the week. I'm making up words like we were teasing Aaron Judge, inverting the phrase best team on the planet. And it was the best planet player in it on the team on Sunday. I mean, who am I to judge Aaron Judge when sometimes I cannot put proper sentences together? Spanish language broadcast of the New York Yankees. So Ricky Ricardo, who is, gosh, he's entertaining. He could read a phone book and it would be dramatic and it would sound like you were watching a Broadway show. Top of the hour with him, and then send your questions for Ask Amy. Coming up next, a lot happening on the baseball diamond. So first you'll get the deets from Marco, and then we'll dive into a little bit more.
You are listening to the After.
Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After Hours Podcast.
Swinging a ground ball. Pass the read to Bogarts into left field, and the Blue Jays are going to win it! Springer scores! Vladimir Guerrero Jr. delivers! They're jumping up and down to the left of the mound, celebrating a walk-off win.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. spotted dancing a lot in the dugout, and that was before he had the walk-off hit against the Red Sox. And it's not as though these games don't matter or they're competing for nothing. It's just interesting, the dynamic. We're not even quite at the halfway point. And even though there are four teams above 500 in the AL East, the Yankees are so far out in front that right now, at least, Blue Jays, Red Sox, Rays are competing. Now, they're within a game and a half of each other. Blue Jays, Red Sox, Rays all competing for what would seemingly be wild cards, which is weird, right? Why are we talking about wild cards in the month of June? But believe it or not, those are your top three teams right now for the American League wild cards. Blue Jays, Red Sox, Rays. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, The Call on the Blue Jays Radio Network. So Vlad was dancing and was relatively succinct with his message for Blue Jays fans after the game.
Good night.
Is that his version of Steph Curry's pillow? And then the mic drop to indicate that you can turn out the lights, the party's over.
You got four.
We'll give you a few more minutes, but we're getting close to that point at which we cut off your questions, and you're too late. So you got to send them in now for Ask Amy Anything. It's coming up next hour here on CBS Sports Radio, on Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then also on our Facebook page. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. Such a mixed bag around baseball now, but it's fun because there are some division races that are close. And then just in general, have you noticed there are a lot more fireworks now? The hitters are into that midseason form, and it seems like every night, except if you've got half your team suspended, Mariners and Angels, every night there's someone new that steps up and creates his own highlight reel. And this is what I love about baseball this time of the year, because we have more time to focus on it. Now, a lot of the focus over the last, 4 or 5 days was on Freddie Freeman and his return to Atlanta and how emotional that was. And then, if you didn't see the headline, Freeman actually parted ways, fired, I guess, the agents, the representation who handled those negotiations with the Braves that ultimately resulted in him departing Atlanta and ending up in Los Angeles. Now, he put out a statement about how it's like any relationship. After 15 years, there's going to be some sadness, and it's jarring and it's tough, but he felt like it was time for something new, and you can't help but wonder. Now, it ifs and buts, right? You can't help but wonder, though, if he had different representation, or if it wasn't handled the way it was, does he remain a Brave? He was very clear about the fact that he wanted to go home. He wanted his father and his elderly grandfather to be able to watch him play baseball on a regular night. I mean, every game that they have at home, he's got family members there now. Of course, it was shocking at the time because he'd been with the Braves for so long and he was coming off a recent MVP award, as well as the World Series. He said, though, that this was where he wanted to go, that he wanted to be home. So I think there was some understanding. Sure, that's a great contract from the Dodgers, but also this is a fresh start, a new opportunity. And now comes this little bombshell that he's fired the agency that repped him in these negotiations. The agency hasn't put out any type of a comment. But Freeman just said he's working through some issues with his longtime agents, and that it's tough when a long relationship comes to an end or takes a turn. It does lead to speculation, though, right? Is he unhappy with it? Does he wish that he'd had different reps, or that they'd given him different counsel, or that he was still in Atlanta? It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Of course, the Freddie Freeman hole, even though impossible to fill completely, was right away filled by one Matt Olson. Not a bad substitute if you can get it.
2-1 to Matt. Hit well to right field, rising back to the wall, and the Braves have the lead. A thunderous blast by Matt Olson. And he indeed parks one over the right field wall, and the Braves are back on top 4-3.
Starting to feel good, putting the barrel in some more balls. My timing was just a little off. Felt like my hands were going a little too soon, and one of those scenarios where it could look right, but you're out of sync on video. So just kind of broke it back down and got back in rhythm and feeling better.
Matt Olson on Bally Sports after a 2-homer night. Travis d'Arnaud also goes deep. Stop me if you've heard that before. And so the way that the Braves are hitting the ball, we know that powered their 14-game win streak. What did Brian Snitker say over the course of that streak? We hit home runs. That's our identity. It is who we are. They also catch the Phillies now without Bryce Harper. I've seen that highlight of Bryce getting hit with the Blake Snell fastball in his hand. I don't know how many times tonight, because I've got MLB Network up and other sports programming on in the studio. And so I keep seeing it, and his pain and then him yelling at Blake Snell. But that is now a subplot to the NL East race. He's out indefinitely. We have no idea when he's returning because that broken thumb needs surgery. Meanwhile, the Braves may not be streaking the way they were, but if you were missing Bryce Harper and his home run power in this game, at least you got Matt Olson. Kenley Jansen is not available right now for the Braves, so instead it was AJ Minter who pitched a perfect ninth. And we know all about Charlie Morton and what he's meant to this pitching staff, what he means to not just the rotation, but to the guys who are called on with Atlanta. He's the grizzled veteran, and it's kind of cool when you can have someone else in your bullpen step up, and that's what they're going to need without Jansen.
They're a pretty tight group, like just inside the pitching staff and the group of guys that are in the bullpen, or they feed off of each other. So when you have that and you have a good clubhouse, and you know, guys have a pretty good idea who they are and what they're trying to do, and they're very positive, supportive. I mean, you see that. Like, you see guys that are talented, and also, I mean, this, like, those, none of those guys, they ask for, none of them ask for a day. You know, they always want to pitch.
Call me crazy, and my apologies to Charlie. I'm sure whatever he said was really important. I heard some of it, but then I started to listen to the music in the background. Anybody else hear that? I can't ask producer Jay because he has no idea. I think that was Brooks and Dunn and My Maria. I love that song. It is so catchy. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie because it gets stuck in your head, and then you sing along. You belt it out.
When you have that and you have a good clubhouse and, you know, guys have a pretty good idea.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely Brooks and Dunn, My Maria. It definitely is Brooks and Dunn.
I feel like I've heard that song before.
Oh, of course you have. It's amazing. It's such a good song. And like I said, it's very catchy. Even if you're not a country music fan, Brooks and Dunn are phenomenal. I mean, their career is amazing. But also, that song is one of their signatures because it's just so catchy and it's so unique. It's got quite the hook. It'll hook you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Clayton Kershaw on the mound tonight. Now, Colorado is always a tougher place for pitchers to find a groove, and certainly we know all about what hitters can do at Coors Field. But this is not Clayton Kershaw. I mean, he's had some success since he's returned from the IL, the DL. Which one is it? I get it wrong every time. He gives up 6 earned runs in 4 innings. He only goes 77 pitches, allows 9 hits, and the Rockies had their way. It's not like Kyle Freeland pitched that well, but he got the best, and the Rockies got the best of Clayton Kershaw. So tonight, not his night.
I haven't been that bad in a long time, so it's good. Check you where you're at, and remember this game's not easy, and get going again. for the most part, laid off some of his really good pitches to get ourselves into better counts or to walk, and then we got, you know, we'd get a hit. And so I think it was a good job, like top to bottom, from our offense.
First, you hear Clayton. Haven't pitched that bad in a really long time. I love the honesty. He's a veteran. He's pretty much seen everything there is to see on a baseball diamond. But then Charlie Blackman, kind of lay off it. Wait, stay patient. Blackman goes 4-for-5 and has one RBI against Clayton. And the Rockies themselves amass 11 hits, 7 runs. And they get a couple of home runs off Clayton as well. So the Dodgers have dropped a couple games now at Coors Field. Lost 2 in a row, but the Padres have dropped 3 straight, which means the two of them are still stuck in the exact same place, both sitting on 45 wins. Ricky Ricardo with the Yankees straight ahead here after hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.